Mount Everest has some of the scariest views on Earth. An avalanche on your left, food-poisoned climber on your right, thousand-foot fall right in front of you. But for Eric Weinmayer, these weren't a problem, because he couldn't see them. When he summited Mount Everest in 2001, he did so blind. Hello and welcome to Incredible Feats, a Spotify original from Parcast. I'm your host, Dan Cummins. You can find episodes of Incredible Feats and all other Parcast shows for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts. Eric Weinmayer is born with a degenerative disease that blinds him. He's also born to parents who refuse to raise him as being handicapped. They believe Eric can do anything. For Eric, anything will mean climbing the world's tallest mountains. In 1995, 27-year-old Eric summons Denali, the highest mountain in North America. 2 years later, he gets married on Mount Kilimanjaro, the highest mountain in Africa. Then a fellow climber approaches Eric with another wild idea. They should climb Mount Everest together, the highest mountain in the world. Eric, of course, jumps at the opportunity. The pair starts recruiting a team. This is one of the most important parts of an expedition. You need people you trust to save you if you're stuck hanging off the side of a cliff. The team of 21 heads to Mount Everest in March of 2001. As they begin the ascent, some of Eric's teammates wear bells as well, so he can easily follow them. They also call out terrain warnings. 5,000-foot drop coming up on the right, slick ice on the left. My God, can you imagine hearing that and not being able to see it? Just hoping that your teammates don't let you fall off or slide down a cliff. Even with this strategy, Eric's not immune to the dangers of Everest. On the route to Camp 1, he falls into an ice crevasse. One of Eric's teammates helps him out, only for him to fall again later. And again, it's the first of many falls. And after several small falls, they now have to cross the treacherous Khumbu Icefall. It's 2.5 miles of uneven, slippery terrain. And it changes every year, so there's no preparing for it. Eric calls it a blind person's worst nightmare. 6 hours behind schedule, he finally stumbles into Camp 1. He's bruised and exhausted. Eric looks like he's on the brink of death. And now it's time to go up to the summit. The climb becomes more and more mental now, Eric having to maintain an intense focus on each next step, each next grip. As he climbs up ice walls, Eric has to listen to the tapping of his ice pick, evaluating by sound alone if he thinks each new step can hold his weight. If he judges wrong, a block of ice as big as a coffin could crush him. They race forward all the way to the Hillary step, 39 feet of sheer cliff face, and they climb straight up. And on May 25th, 2001, 2 months after starting the trek, Eric Weinmayer summits Mount Everest, joining him the most climbers from any one team to reach the summit together. 19 of the 21 people who started made it up. At the top, while the others soak up the view, Eric listens. He can hear so much open space on all sides, sky everywhere, and mountain below. It's infinite and beautiful. He doesn't need the view. He experiences the magic of the summit in a way no one has before. After a long descent, back at a normal altitude, Eric goes on to co-found a nonprofit called No Barriers that helps other people with disabilities like his live their dreams. For Eric, climbing Everest wasn't about proving what blind people could do. It was just about living his dream of climbing the mountain. And he wants to give similar dreams to others. Thanks for tuning in to Incredible Feats. For more episodes of Incredible Feats, follow us on Spotify. And for more shows like this, check out the other Parcast shows, all available on Spotify or anywhere you listen to podcasts. For more information on Eric, check out ericweinmayer.com. For this episode, we also found coverage by Time Magazine, Outside Online, and Eric's interview with Oprah, incredibly helpful. And you can find more of me, Dan Cummins, by listening to my numerous stand-up comedy albums on Spotify, or by checking out my true crime, history, and more podcast, Timesuck, and my true horror and campfire tale podcast, Scared to Death. Listen, be inspired, and go accomplish your own incredible feats. More incredibleness on Monday. Incredible Feats is a Spotify original from Parcast. It is executive produced by Max Cutler. Sound design by Kristen Acevedo, with associate sound design by Anthony Valsic. Produced by John Cohen and associate produced by Jonathan Ratliff. Written by Maggie Admire. Fact-checking by Kara Mackerling. Research by Ambika Chotera, Jay Cahio, and Mickey Taylor. Incredible Feats stars Dan Cummins.